Lord, we thank you that we can study the Bible.
主啊，我们非常感谢您呢，我们可以学习圣经。
There's a sense, Lord, in which it's the universal book.
其实某种意义上来说呢，是一个普世的书。
It's good for mankind of all ages, all nationalities, all times.
所以呢，这就是对所有的时代、对所有的人、对所有的不同的国籍的人，都是一本好书。
And though it was written thousands of years ago, we're thankful that we can study it today and it will help us in our lives and direct us to our God right now.
因为就是我们呢非常感恩，尽管这本书呢是在几千年之前写的，但是今天呢我们仍然可以学习，依然可以应用到我们的人生里，仍然可以通过这本书呢跟着神呢朝我们指引的方向走。
So, Lord, we pray that you will bless us tonight and this morning, as the case may be, and we pray that you will teach us what we need to know.
女主啊，我们也祷告呢，就是说是我们这边呢是晚上还有中国上午，求您呢就赐福我们，所以呢求您教导我们，我们应该知道的。
So, thank you for each one who is here.
感谢每一位来到这里的。
Send along others as you would see fit, Lord, and give us a happy time together, we pray.
你把那些其他的，您觉得应该来这堂课的也来到这里啊，就是说的，求您呢也赐福给他们，我们感谢您。
We ask this all now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这些都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen。
Amen. So, again, welcome to all of you.
请再次欢迎所有的人。
Special welcome to May and Lucy, who just joined us. Our prayer is that the Lord's going to bless us all tonight.
也
Excuse
特别
me.
要欢迎呢，刚刚加入我们的 May 还有 Lucy，我们的祷告是呢，神赐福给我们在座的每一个人。
So we're going to study now in the book of Luke, chapter 9. We'll just pick up the last few verses.
因为我们要学习的是路加福音的第九章，第九章呢，今天呢，我们要从呢最后的几节经文开始学。
Last week we were studying chapter 9 of Luke, and in particular, we considered verse 51.
因为这个上星期呢，我们学的呢《路加福音》第九章，特别的呢，我们学习了第51节。
And we pointed out that there's a sense in which that verse indicates that there is a change of direction in the book of Luke now.
因为我们认为呢，就是在这51节呢，就是在《路加福音》里是这个改变方向的一节经文。
Up to this point, he had been coming into the world to proclaim the name of the Lord and to teach his people.
所以在这个时间点之前呢，主呢来到这个世界，来世界呢就是向整个世界呢传福音，并且呢就是说是把那个神显现给他的子民。
But verse 51 says, Now it came to pass that when the time had come for him to be received up, that is, to be received up into heaven, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem.
第51节说，耶稣被接上身的日子将到，他就坚定地面向耶路撒冷而去。这个被接上身呢，就是说他被接到天堂的日子。
So what we have now is going to Jerusalem and ultimately to death and then up to heaven. It's a focus on the things he has to do to prepare his people for his going.
因为这个里面呢，就是说是这里看到的很明显，他要去到耶路撒冷，去到耶路撒冷城以后呢，为我们而死，死了以后呢，他要上到天堂里去。那么这接下来的呢，就是很明显，他是在他离开之前为他的子民做好准备。
And then we get down to verse 57. We read of three stories, three men who said, I will follow you.
就在我们来到了第57节，第57节说呢，我们有三个人都说呢，我要跟从你。
They were all called upon to follow the Lord Jesus But they did not all do so as they should.
因为他们所有人呢都被呼召要来跟从主，但是他们并没有去做他们应该要做的事。
So the first one in 57 said, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. But Jesus said, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
第57节的后面说呢，主啊，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。第58节，耶稣对他说，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子就没有枕头的地方。
And there are people like that today. They say, I'm prepared to follow the Lord Jesus, but.
所以今天呢，也有这样的类似的人，他们说呢，我准备好要跟从主耶稣，但是。
This man said, if I follow Jesus, I might not get as much money as I would get somewhere else. Jesus didn't even have a place to call his home. And if I follow him, I might be the same.
你这个人呢，他说呢，如果我跟从主耶稣的话呢，我有可能呢，就是说是赚不到我在其他地方呢能够赚到的钱，因为这个主耶稣基督现在连个家都没有，也没有地方住，所以呢，他如果跟从主呢，有可能跟他的情况一样了。
So don't let that be your excuse. You make sure that you follow the Lord. He will give you what you need, but you might not be rich.
你这个呢，不要让这个呢，就是说是，是让你呢，就是那样去做，因为呢，就是你跟从主耶稣基督，他呢会供应你所需要的，但是你不一定会很富有。
And then in verse 59, we're introduced to another man. And the Lord said to him, Follow me.
第59节呢，来到另外一个人，那个主对他说呢，跟从我。
But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. And Jesus said to him, Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God.
因为这个里面讲的是那人说主啊，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。耶稣对他说，让死人埋葬他们的死人，但你只管去传讲神的国。
And so this man said, I will go when I have completed all my family responsibilities.
所以这个人说呢，我会来跟从你的。当我呢，就是说是，就是负完了对我家人负的所有的责任以后，
But remember now, the Lord says that he must come first in every life. Indeed, he must come first even over family responsibilities.
所以你们大家记得主呢说呢，主必须在首先的位置，就算呢你有家庭的责任要负。
Now, under circumstances like that, it's often very difficult.
因为呢，在这种情况下呢，通常呢是比较难的。
But the principle of the Bible is clear and simple. Jesus must have first place.
但是呢，就是说是圣经里的原则非常的清楚，就是说主耶稣必须在第一位。
So that's the second problem then. Some people say, I can't do both. I can't serve Jesus and my family, so I'll serve my family first and Jesus second.
其实就是他们要面临的问题。有些人说呢，我不能两样都做好。那么说呢，我不能既服侍主又服侍家人。所以呢，我先把我的家人服侍好了，再去服侍主。
And God says, No, you serve Jesus first and you let the Lord help you serve your family and others around you, your other responsibilities as well.
因为但是神说呢，不是这样的，你先呢就服侍主，服侍主要服侍主耶稣，然后呢，主呢会指引你，让你帮助你去服务你的家人和你周围的人。
So, way back, probably 50 years ago, I spoke to a friend of mine and I said to him, Sandy, why don't you trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior?
所以呢，大概50多年前，我跟我的朋友说：“Sandy 啊，你为什么今天就不相信主耶稣基督为你的救主呢
His answer was, Harold, I can't do that now. I've just started a new job and I've got a new wife and family, I could do it maybe after a few years, after many years. But right now, my first responsibility is more money and more time with my family.
所以呢，他跟我说呢，Harold 呢，我现在呢不能这么做，因为呢，我刚刚找到一份工作，我也刚刚娶了一个妻子。那么说呢，我现在的责任呢，就是主要是负责去对我的家人还有我自己的所有的负责。
Those were his excuses. What do you think happened after he got a really good job and his family was growing up or grown up? What do you think he did then?
这里面呢，就是说是这是他的一个借口，因为他说呢，等他这搞好了再来服侍主。那么说呢，当他的那个家庭呢都长大，人都长大了，他的工作也变得更好以后，你觉得他在干什么？
He found other excuses for not following Jesus.
又找到一个借口，不跟从主耶稣。
Let the Lord Jesus help you fulfill your responsibilities to a family and others in life, but first of all, you must serve Him.
现在让主耶稣呢，就是帮助你呢，去照顾你的家人和其他的一些人。那么，但是呢，你必须先去服侍主。
And verse 61 now gives us a third situation.
第61节呢，来到第三种情况。
Another said also, Lord, I will follow you, but let me go first, or first go and bid them farewell who are at my house.
第61节又有一人说：“主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。
And Jesus said to him, no one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God.
”第62节说呢，耶稣对他说：“手扶着犁向后看的，不配神的国。”
Now, here, this excuse is I want to follow you, but I'm just not sure that I want to leave behind everything in my former life.
所以这个人呢，他在这种情况下，他说呢，我想跟从你，但是呢，我不是很确定，我要把我所有的以前的人生的一切都抛在后面。
There are a lot of things back there that I like. If I were to follow Jesus, I wouldn't be able to do them. I wouldn't be able to enjoy them. I don't know that I want to follow Jesus if I'm going to have to give up what's behind.
因为在过去呢，有很多东西呢，我很喜欢，我也很享受。但是呢，如果我跟从了主耶稣基督以后呢，我就没办法再去享受那些东西，就是去做那些事情。那么说呢，这个事情呢，我如果是这样的话，我不能回去再做以前我喜欢、我享受的事情呢，我不是很确定，我是不是要跟着主了。
So, three excuses then for not following Jesus.
所以现在呢，到目前为止有三个借口不跟从主耶稣。
Number one, I want more money.
第一个呢，我想要赚更多的钱。
Number two, I want to fulfill other lesser responsibilities.
所以第二个呢，我要就是说是去负起那些本来不是很正式的责任。
Number three, I'm not prepared to give up the pleasures of my former life, which I could not have if I followed Jesus.
第三个呢，我不会放弃，就是说是我以前的人生里，我的娱乐和我享受的东西，如果我跟从主耶稣基督的话，必须放弃的话。
Now, all of this basically says, don't let any excuses keep you from following the Lord Jesus Christ. He's God. You must follow him.
所以这些都告诉我们呢，不要让任何的借口阻止你不跟从主耶，阻止你去跟从主耶稣基督。你必须跟从主耶稣基督，因为他是神。
All right, well now chapter 10.
所以呢，第10章。
And verse 1 says, after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go.
路加福音第十章第一节说，那这事以后，主耶稣设立70个人，差遣他们两个两个的在他前面往自己所要到的各城各地去。
Well, that's rather amazing, isn't it?
这个呢，非常神奇的，是不是呢？
Here we are, and we know about the Lord Jesus. We know about Peter, James, and John, the three disciples who were closest to the Lord Jesus. We know about the 12 disciples, but here are 70 disciples.
在这里呢，我们有出现这种情况。我们知道呢，主耶稣基督呢，他有3个门徒跟他非常的亲密，他就是那约翰、彼得和雅各。那么说呢，他还有12个门徒也跟从着他。那么这里呢，我们读到呢，有70个门徒跟从着他。
So, what do we know about these 70?
70个人，我们了解多少呢？
Answer, very little.
答案是非常的少。
Which is very interesting because you would think that if they were going to be the preachers, the servants of the Lord, we would know more about them.
你这个非常有意思，是不是呢？如果呢，他们是跟从主耶稣基督的那些传道人呢，我们应该知道很多关于他们的事儿。
So what do we know? Well, I guess we know this, that they had been with him long enough to learn some of the truth of God.
所以我们知道的是什么呢？知道我们就是说呢，他们已经跟从那个主耶稣基督足够长的时间，所以他们呢，知道认识一些神的真理。
They didn't know the Lord as well as the 12 disciples, but they did know something about him.
他们呢的认知呢，并没有主耶稣基督的12个门徒那么多，但是呢，他们也知道一些事情。
I think in many respects they were just ordinary people, maybe ordinary people like you and me.
所以呢，我认为呢，从某种方面来讲，他们只是一些普通的人，就像你我一样普通的人。
They were prepared to follow the Lord. They didn't use the excuses that we read about at the end of chapter 9. They were prepared to follow him.
因为他们准备好了要跟从主，他们并没有用我们在第9章里读到的那3个借口。
But they weren't absolutely outstanding people like the 12 disciples.
但是他们却是绝对那个杰出的人，就像12个门徒一样。
And so as I look at this, I say to myself, Harold, there may be like you should get out, you should tell people about the Lord Jesus too.
有时候呢，我跟自己说，Harold，他们有可能跟你一样，所以呢，你也应该出去，你也应该出去告诉别人主耶稣。
And so I can remember when I was a teenager saying, Harold, you better do something for the Lord Jesus. And so I started telling people about the Lord Jesus. I led some Bible studies and the Lord blessed.
所以呢，我记得我自己，当我还是个青少年的时候，我说：“Harold，你必须呢跟为主做点什么。”所以呢，我开始呢去传福音，跟别人传讲主耶稣基督，然后呢带领一些查经，然后主就赐福我了。
It's interesting. He sent them out two by two.
就非常有意思呢，他差他们出去是两个两个的派出去。
Well, that's a wonderful principle. When you do the work of God, you don't always have to do it alone.
所以这是一个非常奇妙的一个原则。当你去做神的工的时候呢，你不用就是单独的一个人去做。
We're told in the book of Proverbs that two are better than one.
我们在箴言里被告知呢，说呢2个人好过一个人。
We're told in the book of Genesis that it's not good for a man to be alone. He should have a wife.
所以呢，我们在那个《创世纪》里读到呢，就说是，神看一个人呢不好，他应该有个妻子。
God's principle is always that two go together.
所以神的那个原则总是两个人呢一起出去。
Now, the first thing about this is that the Lord Jesus has always promised to be with his children, and therefore he will be with you. You let Jesus walk with you. You walk with him, and there's two.
因为这个原则呢，就是说，神的应许总是这样的，就是说他应许总是会和你同在。那么说呢，你与主耶稣基督同行，主耶稣基督与你同在。那么说呢，你总不是孤单的，你总是两个人。
But the other principle, and the more profound, the more clear principle here, is that two people should go together.
另外一个原则呢，就是这里呢比较深刻的原则呢，就是说是两个人呢必须一起出去。
So in a church, we have elders, not one elder, but we have several elders. It's good to not be alone.
所以这个在教会里呢，我们并不是只有一个长老，我们有好几个长老，所以呢，就是说是这一个人呢，其实不好。
Many missionaries, when they went to foreign countries, decided to go together. Two of them would get the same vision and they would go to serve the Lord.
因为这个里面呢，做那些宣教士的，他们去外国做宣教士的呢，通常呢，他们是两个人一起去，因为他们两个人呢，同时呢，收到了那种意向，所以呢，他们两个人呢，一起出去那个外国做宣教士。
In your service for God, don't do it alone.
在你服侍神的过程中呢，不要单独的自己去做。
Go with others, pray with others, work with others. Don't go alone in your service for God.
所以和他其他的人呢一起祷告，和其他的人呢一起去出去做事儿，和其他的人呢一起去服侍。所以呢，在你服侍神的过程中呢，不要一个人单独去服侍。
So, what I think we've got here is the Lord instructing people like you and me as to how to go about His service.
因为这个，我认为呢，就是这里呢，主呢，就是在指导我们，你我怎样去服侍他。
Verse 2 then says, Then Jesus said to them, The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest. To send out laborers into his harvest.
路加福音第10章第2节说呢，他对他们说，要收割的实在是多，做工的人却少，所以你们当求收割的主打发工人出去收割。
When you look around yourself in the world, when you see needs, what do you do when you see the need?
因为你呢，环顾你周围的世界，你看到那里有需求，当你看到有需求的时候，你应该怎么做呢？
Well, you pray about it, don't you? You see a need and you pray. You see this poor man, you see this distressed situation, and you pray. You say, Lord, could you do something there, please?
所以这里面呢，你首先祷告，是不是呢？你为这件事情祷告，你看到这周围有需求，你看到这个非常贫穷的人，你跟主说呢，主啊，求您的在这个地方呢，做您的工作。
Well, that's what we should do. And so, as you go through life, you will see lots of problems. What do you do when you see it? You pray and you say, Lord, would you please send somebody to help that person? Would you please send somebody to teach that person? Would you please send somebody to rebuke that person, to change that person?
所以这个就是在你人生中你看到的事情以后，你应该做的是不是呢？首先呢，你也向主祷告，你看到这里有需求，你说主啊，求您呢派人呢帮助这个人，求您呢派人呢教导这个人，求您呢派人来责备这个人。
And if you were to do that, what do you think the response might be?
所以呢，如果你这么去做，你认为反应应该是什么样的？
Would you think it's possible the Lord might say to you, Why don't you go and solve that problem? Why don't you go and help that person? Why don't you go and teach that truth?
因为这个就是主呢会跟你说呢，那你为什么不去呢？你为什么不去帮助那个人呢？你为什么不去就是说去帮着去教导那个人一些真理呢？你为什么不去就是说给他一些帮助呢？
And so the Lord is saying to them here, number one, You take a look, see what the problems are, and then you go and solve them as you can.
其实这个里面呢，这里的第一个要点就是说，当你看到一些问题的时候呢，你去尽你的可能把那个问题给解决了。
And I guess the most wonderful thing about these 70 is that when the Lord asked them to go, they went. They didn't make excuses. They said, if you want me to go, I'll go. You want me to tell them something? You want me to say it? I will say it.
就这里面真理奇妙之处呢，就是这70个人的主呢，跟他们说呢，让他们去的时候呢，他们真的去了。他们呢，并没有找任何的借口。他们说呢，主啊，你要我去做什么，我就去做；你要我说什么，我就去说。
I think it's true in my life. All my life, I have been requested to do things that I didn't think I had the ability to do.
我就说呢，这在我的人生里呢，经常的发生。有时候呢，我认为呢，我没有能力去做这件事情，但是呢，我却必须去做。
And so, when asked, my immediate response, at least inside, was, I couldn't do that. I'd better say no.
因为对我自己来说呢，最少的就说是我在旁边想的时候，我说这个东西呢，我没有能力做，我最好说不。
But the wonderful thing about these 70 is when they were asked to do it by the Lord, they said, Yes, I will.
但是这些呢，就是说是奇妙的，关于这70个人的地方呢，是呢，当呢主要他们去做的时候呢，他们说呢，是的，我会去做。
But he gave them some instructions as he sent them. So we'll start in verse 3.
因为但是呢，在他差他们出去的时候，给他们一些指示，我们从第3节开始。
He says, Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves.
他说：“你们去吧，看呐、啊，我差你们出去，如同羊羔进入狼群。
Well, that doesn't sound very exciting, does it?
”这个听起来好像不怎么让人兴奋，是不是呢？
I think if I were to go out as a lamb among a pack of wolves, I would expect my life expectancy would be very minimal.
意思就是说，是我认为呢，如果我要出去进入狼群的话呢，我认为我生存的希望非常渺茫。
And so I would have to pray and I would have to say, Lord, if I'm going to go, you're going to have to protect me because this isn't going to work without your help.
因为这个呢，我就会说呢，我会祷告，我说祷告说主啊，如果您要让我去的话呢，您就必须要帮助我，如果您不帮助我呢，这件事情呢，好像做不到。
And then he says, verse 4, carry neither money bag, sack, nor sandals, and greet. No one along the road.
第4节说是不要带钱囊，不要带口袋，不要带鞋，在路上也不要问人的安。
He basically says, Don't take any money with you.
他基本上跟他说呢，不要带任何的钱。
Well, if you didn't take money with you, how would you know that you're going to be fed for supper?
现在如果你手上不带钱呢，你怎么知道晚上呢，你有晚餐吃呢？
And the answer is the Lord is going to have to cause somebody to come forward and offer you some supper.
因为这个答案是呢，主呢，他会让某个人呢来到你这里呢，让你有晚餐吃。
And as I mentioned on an earlier occasion, when they were sending out the 12, that's kind of scary.
因为前面呢，我提到呢，当他差12个门徒出去的时候呢，我觉得呢有点呢害怕。
I always feel a little better when I got a few dollars in my pocket.
所以呢，如果口袋里有几块钱，我总是感觉比较好一点。
But if you don't have a few dollars in your pocket, what are you going to do at nighttime and you got nowhere to sleep?
现在如果口袋里没有几块钱，那么到晚上呢，你怎么办呢？你没地方睡觉了。
So if these people went out, they were going to have to, right in the beginning, depend upon the Lord for all their provisions.
因为这些人要出去呢，他们首先呢要完全依靠主会供应他们的一切。
Now, why would he do that? Why does he send them that way?
他为什么要这么做呢？为什么要以这种方式才让他们出去呢？
In order to teach them and in order to encourage them to trust the Lord and trust the Lord only.
现在这一遍去鼓励他们要相信主，只能相信主。
You are very close to people who you're totally dependent upon.
现在你们呢，就是非常的，就是说是有些非常亲近的人，他们完全依靠着你。
You can be independent from others if you've got lots of resources yourself. But if you don't have the resources and you need them from others, you're dependent on that other person.
这个里面的意思是，如果呢，你没有其他的，你有很多其他的资源，你就可以独立；如果你没有其他的资源呢，你就必须要依靠周围的一些人。
And so this is designed, this whole principle of taking nothing with you is designed in order to encourage us to rely upon the Lord for his miraculous help. We cannot do anything for God alone. He must help us. He alone can work through us.
所以这种情况呢，它是设计出来呢训练我们，让我们呢就是完完全全相信主呢，他总是有一种神奇的方式可以帮到我们，就是没有神呢，我们什么也做不了。
Now, in verse 5, he says, whatever house you enter into, first say peace to this house.
第五节说呢，无论进哪一家，先要说愿这一家平安。
If you're involved in the service of the Lord, you be very gracious to and helpful to anyone who would help you.
所以这个里面呢，就是如果你呢去做服侍神的工作，那么说呢，你要对那些就是说是帮助你的，就是说是接待你的人，你要对他们非常的好。
So, as these went out, first of all, they had to rely on the Lord. But when they got there, somebody would help them, and they had to be very gracious and kind to them.
因为这个里面呢，就是说是他们呢，首先呢，在这里情况下，他们出去时候要完全依靠主，完全依靠主呢。但是当你去到一个地方，那些人有人帮助你的时候呢，你要对他们呢非常的就是说友好友善，并且感谢他们。
And therefore, the flip side of that coin is make sure that you are kind and gracious to the Lord's servants that he sends toward you.
跟这个呢，硬币的另一面呢，就是说你要确保，当主差人来到你这里，你能够去帮助他的时候呢，你要呢，对他们呢，非常的友善，非常的好。
And so at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, we try to encourage one another, to help one another, and especially to help the preachers that the Lord sends to us.
所以这个呢，我们第十六届福音教会呢，我们鼓励大家呢互相帮助，大家呢互相友好，互相有恩惠。那么说呢，那说呢，特别的是呢，我们要去帮助那些主差到我们这里来的讲道人。
And number 6, then verse 6 says, and if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. And if not, it will return to you.
第六节说呢，那里若有平安之子，你们所求的平安就必临到那家，不然这平安就转归你们了。
So the logic is, if they're prepared to receive you, you stay with them. And make sure that you show grace and peace toward them.
因为里面的这个逻辑是呢，如果他们接待你、期待你呢，那么你就是你要确保你对他们呢友善，并且呢跟他们有平安。
And then he says, and retain in the same house, remain in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give you, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house.
第七节说呢，你们要住在那家，吃喝他们所供给的，因为工人的工价是应当的，不要从这家搬到那家。
Verse 8, whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you.
第八节说：“那无论进哪一城，人若接待你们，给你们摆上什么，你们就吃什么。
So when a missionary goes to a foreign country, what usually does he eat?
所以，当那个教士们去到一个外国的时候，他们首先吃的是什么呢？
Well, he eats the food of the foreign country.
他吃外国的食物。”
And sometimes I think that would take some getting used to.
所以呢，我认为有时候呢，你必须要习惯它。
The Lord is gracious. And he will encourage us even in that simple truth.
因为主是对我们蛮有恩典的，他会在这样一个简单的真理里面鼓励我们。
Verse 9 is, what do you do when you go as a missionary to a particular community, as you go to a need? Maybe it's next door, maybe it's a group down the street, maybe it's somewhere. Who knows? What do you do when you get there?
所以呢，就是现在的那问题是，那你到那里，你应该做什么？就像那你去到一个那个，就是说是外国的时候，或者说你只是到你邻居家去，或者是到你的社区里面去，不管什么时候，谁知道？但是只要你去哪里，你应该怎么做？
Verse 9 says, Heal the sick who are there and say to them, The kingdom of God has come near to you.
也就是说，要医治那城里的病人。但他们说，神的国临近你们了。
So, two things then. First of all, you heal the sick, you do something to encourage, to help the people in their need.
所以这个里面呢，就有两件事情你要做，就是首先呢，你要去呢医治那里的人，去帮助那里有需要的人。
And then, as you gain their confidence, you preach to them the truth about the kingdom of God.
那你得到他们的信任以后呢，你向他们传神的真理。
So, how can you serve the Lord when you go to a strange community or to a strange service area?
因为就是你应该怎么做，你怎样去服侍主？当你去进入到一个陌生的社区或者一个陌生的领域去传福音的时候呢？
Well, we read in the earlier part chapters of Luke, we read that when the Lord Jesus went, he healed the sick and he gained confidence from them that way, and then he preached the truth of God to them.
因为我们在其他的路加前面读到呢，主耶稣基督呢，当他去到一个地方的时候呢，他先医治那里的人，然后呢，得到那些人的信任以后呢，他再向他们传神的真理。
Well, that's all very simple and frankly very wonderful.
所以呢，这个总是说是非常简单的，坦率的说呢，也非常的美好。
Now, is that the way missionaries usually do it?
所以这是宣教士们他们通常的做法吗？
And the answer is yes. They go and they help. Some missionaries go as medical missionaries and they heal the body and then they Preach the truth of God to them.
所以这个是的，这是呢，有些那个宣教士们，他们出去呢，他们去作为医生、护士那样的，他们先去呢治愈人的身体，然后再跟他们呢去传讲神的真理。
Missionaries, when they go, they often teach education. They teach people in some countries to read and write. They help them one way or another.
因为那宣教士们通常呢，去到一些国家的时候呢，他们首先去教导人家，教导就是教他们怎么样去读，怎么样去写，然后再跟他们传讲神的真理。这样就是说，不管以哪种方式，先去帮助他们。
And then, after they gain the confidence, they preach the truth of God to them.
然后呢，当他们得到他们的信任以后呢，就向他们讲神的真理。
And so there's one great man of God, Duncan Reed, went to the Dominican Republic many years ago as a missionary.
耶稣就是一个，就是非常的伟大的属神的人，他叫 Duncan Reed。他呢，就是在很多年前，他去到那多米尼加共和国去做宣教士。
And he didn't know how to get the confidence of the people he wanted to preach to.
所以呢，他不知道怎样去赢得那些呢，他想要传道的那些人的信任。
He noted that there were many children on the street who didn't have very much to do.
他呢就注意到，在街上呢有很多那些小孩子，他们在那游手好闲儿。
So he got the children together and he played games with them and taught them some things about their language. And then finally, he taught them about the Lord Jesus.
然后呢，他把那些孩子呢聚在一起做一些游戏，做游戏的过程中呢，也教他们呢他的语言，然后呢，再教了以后呢，再跟他们讲那个主耶稣基督。
The result was that all the children loved him.
所以这个结果是呢，所有那些孩子们呢都喜欢他。
And because the children loved him, the children were happy, the children were good and well behaved, and so the parents learned to love him.
现在因为那些孩子们都爱他，所以孩子们从他那里学到的呢，要行为呢比较乖，但是呢，他的父亲父母呢知道了以后呢，因为这样的结果呢，他们的父母也开始爱他。
He did a wonderful work of God. Many assemblies were established. Many thousands of people were converted because he started by loving little children and encouraging them when they were sad.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是他在那里呢取得了奇妙的工作，做了以后呢，就是很多当地教会在那里设立了，然后呢，成千的人得救呢，转向主。他只是通过呢爱孩子，当那些孩子们呢，就是说是悲伤的时候呢，鼓励他们。
Now, you and I aren't full-time servants of the Lord like they were, but we could use the same principles, couldn't we?
因为就是你我呢，都是那个，就是说是主的门徒，跟他们是类似的，所以呢，我们也会用同样的这样的原则，是不是呢？
We could pray, we could see a need, we could invite someone to help us, and we could go together to work in a particular way that God could use.
所以这个呢，我们可以祷告，祷告呢，然后呢，我们可以呢，就是说是看到一些周围有什么需要，我们可以呢，邀请一些人跟我们一起出去呢，去做神的工作。
And in fact, that's what we should do.
你这个本来是我们应该去做的。
So, verse number 10 says, But whatever city you enter and they do not receive you, go out of this into its streets and say, The very dust of your city, which clings to us, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near to you.
第十节说，无论进哪一城，人若不接待你们，你们就在街上去说，这是你们城里的尘土沾在我的脚上，我们也当着你们擦去。虽然如此，你们应该知道神的国临近你们了。
So, in fact, if you go and you are rejected, you can tell people that it's a sad thing that you are rejected because the kingdom of God is near and it could come to you.
你这个里面呢，就是说是，如果呢，你去到一个地方，他们拒绝了你，拒绝了你呢，你说你们拒绝我是一件悲伤的事情，因为你们该知道，神的国已经到这里了，神的国呢，它是能够到你们那里的。
Verse 12 says, But I say to you that it will be more tolerable in the day of Sodom, sorry, in that day for Sodom than for that city.
第十二节说，当我告诉你们，当审判的日子，索多玛所受的比那城还容易受呢。
There will be a judgment day.
所以那里将会有一个审判日。
And if you go with the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news, and you tell people about that, that'll be a great blessing for them.
所以呢，如果你出去去带着神的福音去告诉那里的人关于我们的主耶稣基督，那么说那对他们说是一个极大的祝福。
But to reject the message of the Bible is extremely great and sad.
所以呢，就是但是呢，你拒绝圣经里的道，那是绝对的那个悲惨的事情。
When the messengers went to Sodom, they didn't tell them about the Lord Jesus because he wasn't going to live for another 1500, 1600, 1700 years.
因为你们就是说是当就是说是信使去到所罗马向他们传递信息的时候呢，他们就拒绝了他们。他们如果不拒绝呢，他们可能会那个城市会持续大概1500、1700年呢。
But when you and I take the message of the kingdom of God, we take the message about the Lord Jesus.
当我们呢接受到神的道的时候呢，我们接受主耶稣基督。
We take the message of the whole Bible, but there was no Bible in the days of Sodom.
所以我们呢，就是说是去学神的道，在圣经里面的。那么说呢，在索多玛那个年代呢，却没有圣经。
And we take the message of the miracles that happened in the life of Jesus and after and down through the ages when the gospel has gone with glorious impact around the world.
所以呢，我们就是说是去学习在圣经里的主耶稣基督呢。他呢行的所有的神迹，然后也知道呢，在那之后呢，主耶稣基督为我们而死，进入荣耀以后呢，神的福音呢，在整个世界以一种荣耀的方式传播。
So what's going to happen in the day of judgment?
那么在审判日的时候会发生什么呢？
Well, those wicked people who lived in the city of Sodom, they're going to stand in judgment, and the Lord will condemn them for the wickedness that they have done.
于是呢，就是说是当时呢，索多玛的那些恶人呢，在审判日的时候呢，他们必须站在主耶稣基督面前，主耶稣基督呢，必须呢，审判他们的所有的恶行。
But on that day of judgment, the people that you and I speak to, just like the people that these 70 spoke to, those people are going to hear far more about the truth of God than Sodom ever heard.
因为在审判日的时候，那些呢，我们向他们传过道的人，还有这里就是说70个人向他们传过道的那一批人呢，他们听到的真理呢，也远远多过索多玛的人听到的。
And so the punishment that will fall upon those that we speak to will be greater than the punishment of those in Sodom, because Sodom didn't know the truth, but we have been exposed to it. We know it. So it's very important that people who hear the truth of God from us listen, because it's mandatory. It's important. The kingdom of God is coming.
所以呢，但是呢，对那些呢，就是我们向他们呢传过福音的那些人，他们拒绝了。他们在审判日的时候，他们所要受的惩罚，远远比索多玛的那些人受的惩罚要严重得多。因为呢，他们呢，就是说是已经听到了这些这么多的福音，当时比索多玛的人要听得多得多。所以呢，我们要确保，当那些人呢，就是说听到我们跟他们传的道的时候呢，要去听，要去做出反应，因为这个他们将来为这个是要负责任的。
So this principle now is extended in verse 13. It says, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented a great while ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes."
你这个逻辑呢，延续到第十三节。第十三节说：“哥拉信呐，你有祸了；伯塞大呀，你有祸了。因为在你们中间所行大能的作为，若行在推罗、西顿，他们早已披麻蒙灰，坐在地上悔改了。”
So it's true, it would be very foolish for these people to reject the Lord Jesus Christ and his messengers because Jesus was doing these great works. He did all kinds of miracles in Chorazin and Bethsaida.
因为这个里面呢，就是对这些人来说呢，他们拒绝主耶稣基督所传递的道，那么说呢是非常愚蠢的。因为呢，主耶稣基督呢，他在哥拿县还有伯赛大呢，行了非常多的神迹。
So the more evidence we have regarding the truth of God, the more responsible we become, and the more guilty we become if we reject that good evidence.
因为如果我们现在得到的、获取的神的真理越多，我们的责任就是越重大。那么说呢，如果说是我们拒绝了那样的真理，那么说呢，我们受到的惩罚就会越大。
Verse 14, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you who rejected the teaching of these 70 missionaries.
所以第十四节说呢，在审判的日子，忒罗西顿所受的比你们还容易受的，就是说是你们这些70个人向你们传过道的这些人，如果你们拒绝了，你们所要受的比忒罗西顿所受的还要难受。
This is especially true for the city of Capernaum because most, not most, but many of his great works were done in Capernaum, probably more there than anywhere else.
因为这个特别的这种情况，特别是因为加百农，因为呢，主耶稣基督呢，他大多数的工作道都是在加百农所做的。那么说，他当时的很多的大部分神迹都是行在加百农的。
And so the Lord says, and you, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, will be thrust down to Hades. You, Capernaum, you got all the benefits of the truth of God, and you rejected it. Your punishment is greatest.
这里面呢，就是加百农啊，你已经升到天上，将来必被推下阴间。你们这些加百农的人呢，在这里呢，就是说是得到了最多的信息，见证了最多的神迹。所以你们如果拒绝了主的话呢，那么你们的惩罚是最大的。
And now again, the great responsibility of those who hear the message, verse 16.
所以呢，现在呢，对那些已经听到道的人，他们有一个极大的责任。那么说，在第16节，
To the 70, he says, He who hears you hears me, and he who rejects you rejects me, and he who rejects me rejects him who sent me.
第16节说：“有的门徒说，听从你们的就是听从我，弃绝你们的就弃绝我，弃绝我的就是弃绝那差我来的。” So
our responsibility is very great because we speak the truth of God.
对于我们呢，就是职责是非常大的，我们要去讲神的真理。
And if those who hear it accept us, what they are accepting is not us, but they're accepting the Lord Jesus Christ about whom we speak.
因为这个里面，如果他们接受了我们，他们并接受的并不是我们，他们接受的是我们跟他们讲的主耶稣基督。
But the other side is also true, and that is that if they reject what we say about Jesus, they're rejecting Jesus.
因为这个另外一边呢，就是说呢，也是，就是说，如果他们拒绝了我们所说的，他们相当于也拒绝了主耶稣。
And if they're rejecting Jesus, they're rejecting the one who sent Jesus. They're rejecting God himself.
因为他们如果拒绝了主耶稣的话呢，他们就是拒绝了差主耶稣基督来的，他们就拒绝了神。
So our responsibility is very, very great.
因为我们的职责呢是非常非常大的。
And so we should pray that those we speak to will be responsive to what we say because it's most important for them that they do accept the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，我们必须为那些我们所传道的人呢去祷告，因为对他们说呢，他们听到我们的传的道以后，接受主耶稣基督呢，对他们来说是非常非常重要。
So what happened to these 70 who went out, 35 teams, they went out two by two to many small towns and villages where the Lord was coming. What happened to them?
所以这个里面呢，就是主呢命令这70个人，他们就是35个团队，他们就是两个两个一起到处呢各城各乡去传道，在他们身上发生了什么呢？
Says verse 17, then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name.
第17节说，那70个人欢欢喜喜的回来说：“主啊，因你的名，就是鬼也服了我们。
They came back and they were thrilled with the power that they had, as a result of working in the name of the Lord Jesus.
”所以他们回来以后，他们有这样的，就是说，奉主耶稣基督的名呢，他们就是连鬼也服了他们。
So the Lord responds and says to them, verse 18, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
第18节呢，所以主耶稣对他们说呢，我曾看见撒旦如闪电一样从天上坠落，看了，我已经给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇和蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力，但没有什么能害你们。
All of which says that the devil is attempting to restrain the work of God and to stop those 70 people from preaching.
所有这些都告诉我们呢，就是魔鬼呢，他试图呢阻止那个，就是说是那70个人出去传道，也阻止那70个人所传的道。
But in a wonderful way, the Lord, gave them power over the powers of the enemy arrayed against them.
一种奇妙的方式呢，主呢赐给了他们，就是说是超越这些魔鬼和他们的敌人的能力。
Similarly, as you and I say, we would like to do the work of God. We don't like to tell people about Jesus. If we do that, the devil will be arrayed against us as well.
也就是像你我一样，我们说呢，我们也想去做神的工作，我们也要是告诉其他的人关于我们的主耶稣基督。那么说呢，如果我们这么去做的话呢，魔鬼也会试图来阻止我们。
But by the grace of God, as the devil was forced back, if you like, by the 70, so the Lord will force the devil back from some of the work that we're involved in as well. He will give us victory over the powers of Satan arrayed against us.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是要借着神的恩典呢，神呢会呢，就是说是让我们的，就是让魔鬼从我们面前呢败退。那么说呢，就像那个就是说是主让那个魔鬼从他们70个门徒那后面前呢被打退是一样的。那么说呢，主呢，如果我们去做神的工，主呢，他会帮我们去打败撒旦。
And then again in verse 20, he puts it all into perspective.
因为第20节，他把这些各个方面都总结在一起。
He says, Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this that the devil, but do not rejoice in this that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
第20节说：“然而，不要因这些灵服了你们就欢喜，要因你们的名记录在天上欢喜。”
Why would you go and tell people about Jesus anyway?
你不管为什么，你不管怎么说，都要去告诉别人关于主耶稣呢？
Well, it's because of the good news. Your names are written in heaven.
因为这是一个好消息，好消息呢，你的名字呢记录在天上。
If you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, Your name is written down in heaven, and doesn't matter what happens in this earth, you're going to go to heaven in the end, and you're going to say hallelujah when you get there.
因为里面的，如果你相信了主耶稣基督为你的个人救主的话呢，你的名字呢就进了在天上。那么说呢，不管你在这个地上呢发生了什么，那么说呢，你一定会去天堂。那你去了天堂以后呢，你就会在那里欢欣喜乐。
Now, it would be nice for these 70 as they went to various villages. It would be nice to go into the village and find the people there willing to hear and to respond to what they said. That would be very nice.
但是这七个人来说呢，对他们来说的非常的好的事情呢，是他们呢出去呢去各个城市、各个村庄去传福音。那他们传福音的时候呢，有些人呢听了他们的福音，那么这个呢也是非常好的一件事情。
But if they didn't get that response, what would they feel?
如果他们没有这样的回应，他们的感觉应该怎么样呢？
Well, they could feel very, very sad. And they could say, you know, we went, I explained the truth of God to this person, to that city, to, and they weren't interested.
因为他们会感觉非常非常悲伤，是不是呢？他们说呢，我们呢就是带着神的真理，带着神的道去，各个村、各个城镇去传，但是呢，他们却不感兴趣。
And that's not truly important. What is important is that you go because your name is written in heaven. That's what's important. Whether people listen to you, whether they follow you, whether they respond or not is not important. What's important is Jesus loves you and he's got your name written down in heaven. One day you're going to be able to take your place in heaven. Hallelujah.
这个里面的这前面这些呢，都不是最重要的。就是说，最重要的是呢，如果你呢照着主耶稣基督的话去做你信的主耶稣基督的话呢，你的名字呢就进了在天上呢。就是说，是不管你初期以后传道，他们敢不感兴趣，他们听不听你的，他们有没有反应，这个都不重要。重要的是主耶稣基督爱你，爱你呢爱到把你的名字进了在天上。那么终究有一天呢，你会去到天上去实现这一点。 Hallelujah.
Verse 21 says, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight.
第二十一节说呢，正当那时，耶稣临里欢乐，说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向智慧精明的人就隐藏起来，向婴孩就显露出来。父啊，是的，因这在你眼中看为好。”
So, how does the Lord describe these 70 men, these 70 people who were sent out to witness for him? How does he describe them?
所以主呢，耶稣呢，怎么样去描述这七十个人，七十个他差出去呢，传福音的人，他怎么描述他们的？
Well, he here calls them babes, doesn't he?
所以呢，就是说他听到的，他们呢，就是说是高兴，是不是呢？
Did the chief priests, the scribes, the Pharisees, those senior people, did they all follow the Lord Jesus? Did they go out to the villages and preach the gospel?
因为那些呢，就说是啊，那些法利赛人，那些最高祭司的那些祭司们，他们的那些文士们，他们都出去传个福音了吗？
No, because they rejected the truth of God. They allowed it to be hidden from their eyes.
因为呢，就是说是他们呢没有，他们拒绝了神的真理。那么说呢，在他们的眼里呢，这些真理就被隐藏起来了。
Now, praise the Lord, men like Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea, they believed it even though they were up in that upper class.
所以我们感谢赞美主，因为像那个尼克底母和约瑟啊，阿尔弗斯呀，他们尽管在那样的高的位置，他们呢还是相信了主耶稣基督为他们的救主。
But those who were doing the great work were those 70 who were just like babes compared to the Pharisees, the priests, the scribes in their day.
其实出去传福音的时候呢，在那个时候呢，他们呢对和法利赛人还有那些文士们比较起来，他们就像婴孩一样，在那个时候。
And so you look at people in our day and you say, all right, are all the Christians outstanding men of great ability and great riches and all those other things?
就是说，你看看我们当今，你是说是不是所有的那些基督徒们呢，都是一些杰出的人，都有非常的杰出的能力，在各个方面都很杰出呢？
And the answer is no. So the question is, who is doing the great work of God in our day?
所以答案是不是的？那么是问题是呢，谁在我们当今呢去做神伟大的工作呢？
Well, the answer is ordinary people like you and me.
答案是普通的人，就像你我一样。
So if the Lord Jesus were here today and he were to say, I would like 70 people to go and do a job for me, would you volunteer?
所以呢，如果主耶稣基督今天来到这里，他说：“我要70个人呢，去出去做我的工作，你会不会自愿举手呢？”
And you might say, well, I'm just an ordinary guy. I'm just an ordinary woman. But if he wants somebody, I'll go.
所以呢，你有可能说呢，我就是一个普通的人，就是一个普通的女性。那么说呢，那说呢，如果您要差我出去，我会去。
You might feel like a babe, but God can use you as a great man, a great woman.
所以呢，你有可能感觉你像个婴孩一样，但是神呢，会把你变成一个伟大的男人，伟大的女人。
So verse 22 says, All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son, who the Son is, but the Father, and who the Father is, but the Son. And the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him.
第22节说：“一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父，没有人知道是谁，没有知道子是谁，除了子和子所愿意启示的，没有人知道父是谁。
What is the secret of success of the 70?
”所以这70个他们成功的秘密是什么？
The fact that they were babes doesn't make them a failure. What makes them a success is that they know the Son of God and they know the Father. If you know Jesus, you have a huge advantage and responsibility.
他们像婴孩呢，这个占不了什么优势。但是呢，更大的优势是他们呢，就是说是认识了父，也认识了子。如果你呢，就是认识了主耶稣基督，相信主耶稣基督以后呢，你就会认识子，也会认识父。
And then verse 23 says, Jesus turned to his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see and have not seen it, and to hear what you hear and have not heard it.
第23节说，耶稣转身四下对他的门徒们说呢：“看见你们所看见的，那眼睛就有福了。我告诉你们，从前有许多先知和君王要看你们所看见的，却没有看见；要听你们所听的，却没有听见。”
Do you think that Isaiah the prophet would have been excited to live in the days of the Lord Jesus?
你认为以赛亚先知呢？他是不是，如果他住在主耶稣基督那个年代，他是不是非常的激动呢？
He would have said, This is wonderful. All these things that I've been prophesying, they're coming true in the person of Jesus Christ. I want to get a closer look.
所以他说呢，这些太奇妙了。所有我预言的事情呢，都在主耶稣基督这个人身上实现了。我要靠近去看看，到底是怎么样的。
And so the other prophets, Samuel and Jeremiah, and on, do you think they would be interested in seeing what happened in the days of the Lord Jesus?
意思就是，另外的一些先知，像那个撒母耳，还有耶利米，你认为他们是不是也非常的想要去看看主耶稣基督那个年代发生了什么，去看看主耶稣呢？
And the answer is, of course, they would have been excited.
你答案是呢，他们当然会非常激动的去
And
看。
therefore, we flip it over and we say, you know, I know things about the Lord Jesus that Jeremiah didn't know. I know things I've seen, I've experienced things that Isaiah would have wanted to see, he never saw.
所以呢，反过来说呢，我们会自己可以这样去讲，就是呢，我们知道好多呢，就是说是以赛亚不知道的事情，我们知道很多呢，就是撒母耳和耶利米不知道的事情，我知道的关于神的事情比他们更多。
We are a very privileged people. Don't keep the good news all to yourself. Tell the others.
我们是非常的荣幸的一批人，所以不要把神的福音呢，就是保留给你自己，要去告诉给你周围的人。
Now, the other week, we learned about Peter and James and John being on the mountain of transfiguration with the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以说，像另外上几个星期我们学到的主耶稣基督呢，就是说是彼得还有约翰还有雅各，他们在那个变相山上看到主耶稣基督变了相。
And they were thrilled, they were overwhelmed when they saw the Lord Jesus transfigured, glorified before them, and when they saw Moses and Elijah.
因为他们当时呢，非常的震惊，非常的激动。当他们看到了主耶稣基督变了相，然后呢，在荣耀里变相，然后也看到了就是摩西和以利亚的时候。
But how do you think Moses and Elijah felt?
那因为摩西和以利亚他们的感觉怎么样？
Well, they were pretty excited. They were seeing things in the days of the Lord Jesus that they had never seen before.
所以他们也会感到非常的激动，因为呢，他们在主耶稣基督那个年代看到了他们从来没有看到的事情。
They had wanted to see it. They had longed to see it. Moses longed even just to go into the land. He couldn't do that.
所以他们在盼望着看，他们期待着看到这些事情。就摩西呢，他想呢进入那个应许之地，甚至都没有进去。
I think they were thrilled with excitement when they saw the Lord Jesus and saw the things that were happening both to the disciples and to the 70 and to the masses.
所以呢，认为呢，他们呢，当时呢，感到的非常的激动。他们看到的，就是在某些在主耶稣基督那个年代，看到主耶稣基督行的奇事，还有主耶稣基督的门徒们所行的奇事，还有那70个人，还有很多其他的人行的奇事的时候。
Well, that's the end of our story tonight because our time is gone.
所以我们今天故事就讲到这里，因为我们的时间到了。
It's a good story.
这是一个好的故事。
It says God can use people like you and me.
你这个从某种意义上说，神可以用像你我这样的人，
Trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.
请相信主耶稣基督为你的救主。
Don't let anything hide you, keep you from following him.
所以不要让任何人阻止你，就是阻碍你跟从他。
Take somebody with you and go and tell them about Jesus.
所以呢，找个人跟你一起出去，告诉别人关于主耶稣。
And the Lord will bless us as he blessed them.
所以呢，主会赐福给我们，就像他赐福给他们一样。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们来做一个结束的祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you. You're a good God.
主啊，我们也感谢您，您是一个良善的神。
And we marvel that these great truths we've considered this evening are hid from so many of the wise and prudent in our day.
例如啊，我们感到惊奇的是，那就是这样的奇妙的真理，那就是说是它向那些我们这个世界认为是聪明和精明的人隐藏起来了。
But they've been revealed to us, and we say thank you.
但是却向我们显示了，我们向您呢，说感谢。
And we thank you that this is God's plan, that the foolish things, the simple things, would confound the wise and the proud and the independent.
记住啊，我们就是知道这是一个奇妙的真理，因为那就是像我们像愚蠢的、简单的呢，他们最终呢会战胜那些骄傲的、认为那高大的人。
So help us, Lord, on the basis of what we've heard this evening, to say, I want to follow Jesus and I want to serve him.
所以呢，求您的帮助我们，当我们今天晚上听到这些以后，那时候呢，我要相信主耶稣基督，我要服侍他。
And so we pray for your blessing upon each of us, Lord.
所以主要我们祷告呢，您的赐福会降临在我们每一个人身上。
And especially we pray for those to whom this might be new news. We pray that you'll just encourage them, help them to learn more about Jesus and put their trust in him as well.
所以主要特别的是呢，求您呢就赐福给这些呢，就是新加入我们的，看起来是新加入的，也让他们呢，就是说是能够就是去相信主耶稣基督为他们的救主。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在献的感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all this evening. May the Lord bless us.